Attorney Eric Gonzalez.
This case belongs in state court because of the charges here are more significant in state court than currently in federal court.
Officials say Sebastian Zapeta watched as the woman burned to death. They say he was deported to Guatemala in 2018, but snuck back into this country sometime after that. Millions of Americans are making their way home from vacations today. CBS's Skylar Henry is at the airport in Atlanta.
It is relatively busy here. Officials say that they anticipate more than 340,000 people to make their way to and through Hartsfield. That is a peak this holiday season. They regularly get somewhere around 285 to 286,000 people per day. But they said all throughout their stretch that they anticipated that today would by far be the busiest day this holiday season.
New southern storms could get in the way.
A clash of cold and warm air will lead to a significant threat of severe weather, including tornadoes over the weekend. Nasty storms are expected Saturday across the mid and deep south. The National Weather Service already has a 3 out of 5 risk for severe weather tomorrow. Parts of Georgia, the Carolinas, and Virginia could see strong storms, including tornadoes, on Sunday. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
U.S. and Azerbaijani officials both say weapons fire may have brought down an Azerbaijani Airlines plane that crashed Wednesday, killing 38 people. It's upping pressure on Russia. Correspondent Chris Livesay is at the foreign desk.
The Kremlin is warning not to jump to conclusions. Russia, Azerbaijan, and Kazakhstan have all opened investigations into what caused the crash about 2 miles shy of the runway.
Here in the U.S., tonight's the night someone could become a billionaire. The Mega Millions jackpots climbed to $1.15 billion. These guys joined the line to buy tickets in Brighton, Massachusetts.
I would set myself up and my family for life.
But I'm probably going to help my family and do something for me, buy a house.
But that's too much for one individual. I think I'd give a lot of it to charity.
The Dow down 504 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Funeral arrangements have been made for the man that likely saved the Brewers. A January 6th funeral is planned in Colorado for George Petak, the former state senator known for casting a crucial vote to keep the Brewers in Wisconsin. His decision to support the ballpark funding cost him a Senate seat in a recall election. A 39-year-old man from Wales, Wisconsin, faces a $750,000 cash bond for a fatal Christmas Eve hit-and-run crash that killed a Chicago tow truck driver. Christopher Sponholz turned himself in on Christmas Day. He's accused of fleeing the scene after striking Hussein Farhad on I-94. The city of Racine has announced details about its annual Christmas tree collection program. It'll run from January 6th through January 17th. People are being told to put the bare trees at the curbside on their regular waste collection days. City of Racine residents can also get rid of trees at the Pearl Street facility. And a holiday concert tomorrow in Racine has been canceled. The music event, originally scheduled at the Siena Center Chapel, will not proceed as planned. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Packers head to Minnesota for sports. I'm Mike Clemens. The Packers face the Vikings at 3:25 Sunday in Minneapolis. I asked quarterback Jordan Love, besides getting a higher seed in the playoffs, how much does the rivalry motivate the Packers heading into this game?
I mean, all the motivation is right there. It's division opponent. Obviously, they beat us first game, so we're going into their place, and we want to get some of that revenge that we're looking for.
Matt Loeffler said that Jaire Alexander will likely not play again this week. NBA, the Bucks let one slip away at home last night to the Brooklyn Nets in the final 3 minutes, 111-105. Brooke Lopez, who had 20 points, was held to just 2 in the second half.
They definitely changed our flow and got us away from what we do. You know, it's not about me getting shots or anything like that, but just us being aggressive, playing side to side, you know, and hitting whoever's open, getting guys open, available, getting their guys off them.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The warmer temperatures are bringing areas of dense fog and rain this afternoon. Becoming more widespread and a bit heavier overnight, it does wind down by early tomorrow morning. With around 3/4 of an inch of rain expected, the sunshine does try to peek out tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlow. Right now, 44 degrees.
WRJN. News Timeless Hits, WRJN. Gary Lewis's first release was This Diamond Ring, and it went all the way to number one. You must have thought this rock and roll singing thing is easy.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. It's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds. I'm getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop.
From Radio Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
I was feeling Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself, because I love you. Yes, I do. Give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it will grow stronger every day. Oh, how much longer? I thought I was in love a couple of times before with the girl next door. But that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you. And I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it can grow stronger every day. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that I'm.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. New Year's Eve upon us is a matter of days now, and, well, we've got a special program. You don't want to miss it if you're celebrating New Year's Eve or just want to enjoy some great tunes the way Lou Rogani does it. You just tune in starting at 7 p.m. on New Year's Eve, and it'll last all the way into 2025, 1 a.m. Enjoy, and Happy New Year from Lou and WRJN.
Bring something special to your table with Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their fresh-baked special-order pies are the talk of the town, from sweet, flaky apple and cherry to smooth pumpkin, sweet, creamy potato, and indulgent bourbon pecan. Every pie is made from scratch with love and flavor in every bite. Whether you're hosting or bringing dessert, these pies are sure to make everyone smile. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Still searching for the perfect holiday present? Give the gift of mobility with Easy Mobility Solutions. A Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair can help your loved ones move with confidence and ease, making every outing a breeze. Or bless them with a Power Lift Recliner complete with heat and massage for year-round comfort and independence at home. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions is here to make your holidays brighter and more mobile. Visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Head to the Lanes on 20, the ultimate spot to bowl, dine, and unwind. Take advantage of daily open bowling specials, great for all ages. After you strike up the fun, stop by Angry Brothers Pub for fantastic food and drink specials during football, basketball, and hockey games. Plus, they have the ideal kickoff to your weekend with the Friday Fish Fry.
Yes!
Planning a holiday gathering or a birthday bash? The Lanes on 20 has choice dates and the perfect setup for your party. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Rosseffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
If you knew Peggy Sue,
love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. Oh, oh, Peggy. My Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I need you.
ask for more? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me?
On the station playing timeless hits along with our local news, WRJN. As far as it goes, that local news is going to happen right here, right now, from the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A January 6th funeral in Colorado has been planned for George Petak. Racine was home to the former state senator, but the entire region and the state knew his name after casting the vote to move forward on building the Brewers ballpark. His decision kept the team in Wisconsin, but cost him his Senate seat in a recall election. Petak passed away this week at the age of 75. A Waukesha County judge has set a $750,000 bond for the alleged hit-and-run driver that killed a tow truck driver on Christmas Eve. 39-year-old Christopher Sponholz is charged with hit-and-run resulting in death following the fatal incident on 994. Sponholz allegedly hit and killed Hussein Farhat, a Chicago tow truck driver who was assisting a disabled vehicle. Sponholz turned himself in on Christmas. He's got a preliminary hearing set for early February. With wrapping paper still filling garbage cans, the city of Racine is getting a jump on their Christmas tree removal effort. The special collection service starts January 6th and runs for 2 weeks. To have the city take your tree, decorations have to be removed, and it's got to be on the curb on the same day as your collection. Racine's Pearl Street facility offers free disposal services after the January 17th deadline. The city of Kenosha usually sets up tree drop-off sites at city parks. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The warmer temperatures are bringing areas of dense fog and rain this afternoon. Becoming more widespread and a bit heavier overnight, it does wind down by early tomorrow morning. With around 3/4 of an inch of rain expected, the sunshine does try to peek out tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlow. Right now, 44 degrees.
Cherokee Nation put us on this reservation, took away our ways of life, the tomahawk and the bowie knife, took away our native tongue, and taught their English to our young. And all the beads we made by hand are nowadays made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. They took the whole Indian nation, locked
kept us on this reservation. Though I wear a shirt and tie, I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. But maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return.
That is just a wicked cool keyboard at the end of Indian Reservation. Paul Revere and the Raiders. Here's a wicked cool keyboard too. Whole different kind though, harpsichord style with the Yardbirds. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Christmas in the rearview mirror, New Year's Eve ahead, and we're singing about summer.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk hotter than a match, yeah. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
people wearing your bracelets.
I don't understand that last line. You made me a laugh of ashes? Huh. WRJN.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling.
Not three times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Oh, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
whoa,
twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
WRJN.
I dig.
rock and roll music, and I love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may get it on in that scene. I think I could say something if you know what I mean. But if I really say it, the radio won't play it unless I lay it between the lines. Ba, 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 ba.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. That's it for me, Dan Marcus.
Kurt Volman is coming up next, but I leave you with a history lesson now, the history of the mamas and the papas. Creaky Alley on WRJM.
Joan and Mitchie were getting kind of itchy just to leave the folk music behind. Saul and Denny working for a penny, trying to get a fish on the line. In a coffee house, Sebastian sat, and after every number, they passed that.
McQueen and McGuire's just getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Saul is a daddy, you know there aren't many who can sing a song the way that you do. Let's go south.
Danny says, "Ollie, golly, don't you think that I wish I could play guitar like you?"
Saul, Danny, and Sebastian sat
the night out.
And after every number, they passed the hat.
McQueen and McGuire still are getting high.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. When Cass was a sophomore, planned to go to Swarthmore, but she changed her mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away. When Danny met Cass, he gave a love bomb. Almost joined us all, and that was the much from
McQueen and McGuire couldn't get no higher, but that's what they were aiming at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play. Make up, break up, everything you shake up, yes, it had to be that way.
Sebastian hands off for me spoonful. McGuire just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at.
And everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass. Ages can't be trusted, and then she wants to go to the sea.
Cass can't make it, she says we'll have to fake it.
We knew she'd come eventually.
Greasing on American Express cars,
but keeping out the heat's hard.
The good vibrations in our imaginations can't go on indefinitely. And California dreaming is becoming a reality.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Stunning new numbers on homelessness in the U.S. The Department of Housing and Urban Development says it jumped more than 18% this year. Primary reason? High rent. Donald Whitehead is with the National Coalition for Homelessness.
The lack of affordable housing and the rise in housing cost. We've seen an 18% increase in housing cost over the last few years, and more people are just being priced out of the housing market and becoming homeless.
Other contributing factors include devastating natural disasters and a surge of migrants in cities like Denver, Chicago, and New York. An undocumented migrant from Guatemala has been indicted in New York in the death of a subway rider who was lit on fire. CBS's Rick Ritter.
The man accused of burning a woman alive on a New York City subway, charged with murder and arson for that Sunday attack that happened in Brooklyn. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency says he is a Guatemalan citizen who entered the U.S. legally.
If he's convicted, Sebastian Zapeta faces life in prison, no parole. Tragedy in Appalachia. Here's CBS's Jim Crisula.
Two people are dead after a landslide in eastern Kentucky. It happened in Clay County in the foothills of the Cumberland Mountains. The slide happened near an abandoned coal mine, and police believe the two people killed were there trying to remove coal from the mine.
Many questions, few answers in the crash of an Azerbaijan Airlines plane in Kazakhstan as speculation grows over Russia's possible involvement. Correspondent Cammie McCormick reports.
The U.S. has offered assistance in the investigation and says early indications are it could have been caused by Russian air defense systems. But Russia's aviation chief now says a Ukrainian drone attack was underway in the region where the plane was headed. It diverted and then crashed in Kazakhstan. Officials in Azerbaijan have said it diverted due to bad weather.
Pushback over plans by the incoming U.S. border czar Tom Homan for mass deportations. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
Inglewood, New Jersey Mayor Michael Wilds, who is also an immigration attorney, tells CBS News that he believes the policy is unconstitutional.
We're dealing here with American citizens who can't speak for themselves, children that may now be deported from America.
Homan responded to criticism, telling the Post, "You knew you were in the country illegally and chose to have a child, so you put your family in that position."
Narrowly divided Congress, which takes office a week from today, would likely need to approve money to enact the plans. Dow down 366. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Funeral arrangements have been made for the man that likely saved the Brewers. A January 6th funeral is planned in Colorado for George Petak, the former state senator known for casting a crucial vote to keep the Brewers in Wisconsin. His decision to support the ballpark funding cost him a Senate seat in a recall election. A 39-year-old man from Wales, Wisconsin, faces a $750,000 cash bond for a fatal Christmas Eve hit-and-run crash that killed a Chicago tow truck driver. Christopher Sponholz turned himself in on Christmas Day. He's accused of fleeing the scene after striking Hussein Farhad on I-94. The city of Racine has announced details about its annual Christmas tree collection program. It'll run from January 6th through January 17th. People are being told to put the bare trees at the curbside on their regular waste collection days. City of Racine residents can also get rid of trees at the Pearl Street facility. And a holiday concert tomorrow in Racine has been canceled. The music event, originally scheduled at the Siena Center Chapel, will not proceed as planned. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Packers head to Minnesota. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. The Packers face the Vikings at 3:25 Sunday in Minneapolis. I asked quarterback Jordan Love, besides getting a higher seed in the playoffs, how much does the rivalry motivate the Packers heading into this game?
I mean, all the motivation is right there. It's division opponent. Obviously, they beat us first game, so we're going into their place, and we want to get some of that revenge that we're looking for.
Matt Lafleur said that Jaire Alexander will likely not play again this week. NBA, the Bucks let one slip away at home last night to the Brooklyn Nets in the final 3 minutes, 111-105. Brooke Lopez, who had 20 points, was held to just 2 in the second half.
They definitely changed our flow and got us away from what we do. You know, it's not about me getting shots or anything like that, but just us being aggressive, playing side to side, you know, and hitting whoever's open, getting guys open, available, getting their guys off them.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The warmer temperatures are bringing areas of dense fog and rain this afternoon. Becoming more widespread and a bit heavier overnight, it does wind down by early tomorrow morning. With around three-quarters